The Book of Everlasting Things by Anshul Malhotra, read by Jasser Alawalia. Like clockwork, at 5:30 a.m, fragrant smoke drifted into Samir's room from underneath the door, and he knew that his uncle was awake in the next room, ritualistically lighting the morning agarbatti. The rain had subsided and the world resumed its calm. Samir got out of bed and dressed in a pair of brown shorts and a blue shirt. He quietly opened the door and walked down the corridor to the tall earthenware pot placed at the end. He splashed cold water on his eyes and wiped down his face. When he looked up into the mirror hung on the wall, his uncle was standing behind him, smiling. Samir turned around and touched his feet. Dayaji, he addressed his father's elder brother. Jinde raho mera putter, Vivek replied in Punjabi, placing his hand affectionately on his nephew's head. May you live a long life. 10 years old today, how time flies, he laughed. Together they climbed down the stairs to find the rest of the family preoccupied with the morning routine. Samir walked across the stone ungan to where his grandfather sat, an old man of 70. Somnath was hunched over the day's newspaper with a magnifying glass, as well as his spectacles comically positioned at the very tip of his nose. Upon seeing Samir, his face broke into a smile and he hugged his grandson. Samir's mother, Savitri, came out of the kitchen, an opal pink sari tied around her frame, covering her head. She was holding a tray with 4 tall metal tumblers of lassi, and handing one to Samir, she kissed him on the forehead. Salgira Mubarak, my child, she wished him, before placing 2 glasses down for Somnath and Vivek and calling out to her husband. Mohan emerged from the room and took a seat beside his father. In the wake of the early morning storm, the daylight seemed crisper and bluer than usual. Raindrops clung to the bright green leaves of the tulsi plant at the center of the courtyard, and the jasmine lining both sides had thrived in the midnight shower, swathing the entire house in their fragrance. Tiara, ready? Mohan had asked the birthday boy. Shall we leave? Samir gulped down the last sip of lassi. Yes, Baba. He took his father's hand.